Right, good. So, I was trying to think of a suitable game to play to do with what we just heard in the passage, and I couldn't think of anything. So, you know, and that took me almost as long to write, think about than to write the talk, and I thought to myself, oh dear, I'm struggling here. So I thought we would do what we haven't done for a long, long time, or a good while, is we haven't done a memory verse for a good while. So I thought we'd do a memory verse this morning. So I need some volunteers, lots of volunteers. I've got about 10, yeah, come, about 10 words, something like that. I've got 10 pieces of paper. Anyway, just come, oh, you're gonna go and then come back. That's fine, I'm not that scary. Right, good. I can have more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can have more if people want to come. Don't feel as if you have to, they'll just do more work. Right, well, join in if you wish. Well, Martin's volunteering, Meldon Martin. And Joe's sitting down, actually. Right, so, scattered around the church, and I do mean the end of the church, so up the front here, and up the sides, and then there's about two or three at the back, three at the back, I think. Not yet! Wait. You need to hear what I'm doing first. There are some pieces of paper with words on. So what you want to do, just scatter around the church and go and find the pieces of paper and bring them back here. Off you go. You can go now. Daniel's decided to collect the whole lot. Thank you. Well spotted.
I saw that before. Right?
Yeah. Well, you've beaten to everything blue. So I will give you a piece of paper, that's fine. There's plenty to go around. All right, hang on. Whoa. Hang on, there's no more up there, I don't think. How many we got?
I got one.
Yeah, count how many you got.
Two.
Two, and there's four, six.
Four.
Well done. Right, okay. That sounds about right to me. So. What I want you to do now then is try and get in the right order of the verse. You got. Yeah, this could take some time. Just sit down. Some of you might have to hold two bits of paper because you know. I just like while they're doing this, I suddenly realised this morning that I couldn't quite remember the verse myself. So the memory verse already failed, I'm sorry. So I had to write it down, so I've got it written down here. How are we doing? This is looking good, actually. Yeah, those two go the other way. That's it, yeah. I think blue will hold one, Samuel, I think. That's not quite right.
We want another assistant.
Yeah, could you have another help or two? Daniel, this needs to go further up that way. So it's four. That's not quite right. This day. Now see, those two there need to move up a bit.
Should we go down that way?
Scrunch down. This day needs to go here. This day needs to go here.
This is
right. Like that.
Oh.
For this day is this day.
There you go.
The Lord has rescued. Can you go down that little way? Mercy, do you want to go down a little bit further? It's a good job the talk's short, isn't it? So, just. You're going to remember four, aren't you? Let's look. For this day the Lord has rescued Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 11 verse 13. Round of applause, please. Mm. Now, of course, with every memory verse, that's the easy bit. You've now got to learn it. Right, so let's read it all out together.
On this day, the Lord has rescued Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 13.
Marvellous. Right, can we have, in the nicest possible way, Lord dropped? And let's have Israel down as well. Right. Okay, away you go.
For on Samuel chapter 11, verse 13.
Now, because 4 has moved a bit, we'll have that one as the dropped one. Let's drop day as well. Let's go. Right, ready?
For this day, the Lord has rescued Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 13.
I reckon we'll drop all the words, because I think you've done very well. Drop all the words down.
All the words.
Daniel.
You're a word.
This.
I'm not a word.
Could you drop this, please? Thank you very much, Daniel. TME. It's like, do you remember the prisoner? You asked the prisoner a long time ago. I'm not a number, I'm a person. It's like, that's it. Anyway, right. Ready? Go.
For this day the Lord has rescued Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 13. And would you like to drop the last 3 down? Yeah, sorry. And away we go. For this day the Lord has rescued Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 13.
Round of applause. Very good. Well done. So much seats. We'll do that again at the end.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Right, let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Pray now that you'll, the same word, the Spirit that inspired it to be written, will teach it to our hearts. Amen. Just for the adults for a moment in the room. The advertised reading was longer, as you know, than the bit that we were talking about, and I will concentrate on that last little bit that we read. If you want to read the context, read the rest of the earlier part of chapter 11, and it'll be that more sort of revealing as to what's going on, give you more of an idea what's going on. But what I'm going to do is give you the story so far. The story so far is Saul has been anointed as king of Israel. And we have these long, big cries in the previous chapter of "Long live the king," echoing around a big coronation, if you like. And Saul himself appears to be taking his newly found role really seriously. Because what he does is he listens to Samuel explain to the people the rights and duties of kingship. If you see, that's the end of the previous chapter. And then he diligently wrote them down on a scroll. That was part of the role of a new king. So far, so good. But, there's always a but with these things, not everyone was pleased. There is division in the nation, in the people. Because a group of people are heard to say this: "How can this fellow save us?" And they resented him very, very deeply. And they didn't bring the gifts that he deserved as a king, and he didn't bring his presence along. It's not a good start, really, in some ways. Then what happens, and this is the start of the chapter that we haven't read, the bit we haven't read. A man called Nahash attacked a city called Jabesh Gilead, who called out across the nation for help. And if the rescue didn't come, then they'd have to surrender. Saul hears the plea. He's filled with the Spirit of God, and he's angry. In fact, he's not just angry, he's furious. actually. And he unites his people, the people who were divided, and he leads an attack. And he sends a message to that town, Jabesh Gilead, and he says, by the time the sun is hot tomorrow, you will be rescued. And sure enough, Saul led his soldiers into battle, and he wins a decisive victory. All of which brings us to the passage that Elaine read a few moments ago. So what happens? So during the service, there'll be three words that I want you to remember. Okay? Three words. And it'll tell us what happened after the battle was fought. They're all in the passage. And the first word I want us to remember is rescue. The people gathered round the prophet Samuel, and they want him to lead. That's not what happens next. Because it's Saul who speaks. And he tells the people, this day the Lord has rescued Israel. Now, it would have been all too easy, I think, at this stage, for Saul to claim the credit. He led the soldiers into battle physically, and he'd won. He'd united the people against this great enemy. But Saul is quite clear. It may have been he who was standing in front of them, but it was the Lord God who won the battle. It was the Lord God who had filled Saul with the Spirit of God, with the Spirit, which enabled him to lead the people. It was the Lord God who had rescued the people from humiliation. So that's the first word, rescue. Repeat after me.
Rescue.
And again.
Rescue.
Thank you very much. The second word I want you to remember this morning is renew. We'll come back to the minutes. Now, what do I mean by that? Samuel, go back to Samuel, says this to the people, come, let us go back to Gilgal, and there renew the kingship. Now, we need to talk and understand what Gilgal is. Gilgal was the place where the Israelites first stepped into the promised land under Joshua's leadership, or so however many years ago before it was. So what Samuel is effectively saying to the people is you need to go back to basics. He's telling them to remember the excitement of entering the new land following 40 years in the wilderness. He's telling the people to return again to the hope that they once had, a hope that was based on their trust in God. And when Samuel talks about the renewing of kingship, he's not talking about the newly acclaimed King Saul. He's talking about their true king. He's talking about the Lord God Almighty himself. Samuel is calling the people back to God. Back to basics. Back to God. So, what was the first word?
Rescue.
What's the second word?
Renew.
Yeah, that's brilliant. The third word isn't an R, I'm afraid. I wasn't going to spend hours trying to think of an R. So third word I want to remember this morning is celebrate. What happens when the people went to Gilgal? We are told they made Saul king, so they confirmed their king effectively in the presence of the Lord. They sacrificed fellowship offerings to before the Lord, and we are told Saul and all the Israelites held a great celebration. They celebrated. In other words, they did two things. They worshipped God, and then had a big party in his presence. The two things go together, really, I would suggest. So, three words, wasn't there? What was the first word?
Rescue.
Louder.
Rescue.
Thank you. Second word?
Renew.
Third word?
Celebrate.
You're going to be so fed up with saying that. The first two of those words, rescue and renew, are words and are things that we have no control over whatsoever. We don't have any control in the slightest. They are all things that God does for us. If we trust in the Lord Jesus, then we are rescued from the consequences of our sin. We are rescued from all the bad choices that we have made in the past, going our own way. instead of trusting in and following God's good way. And we are renewed through the work of the Holy Spirit. Those of us who are here, Ian mentioned this last week. To be renewed gives the idea that we are renewed to live a new life in Jesus, to leave behind our past and to lead a life that seeks to follow him. Now, I know there are many people here this morning who have been rescued by Jesus, and a number of them have been rescued quite a few years ago. But for all of us, that process of renewal continues. It doesn't stop. But sometimes, just sometimes, we can get jaded. We can feel jaded. We can be tired of simply keeping going. Jesus understands that problem, that feeling, because he wrote about it himself to the Ephesian church. You can read about this in Revelation. Because he says this, Jesus wrote this, "Know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance." I know your hard work. I'll try again. He said, "I know your deeds, your hard work and perseverance. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary." Does that sound familiar? The simple act of keeping going, of keeping serving the Lord day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And hear this then, what the Lord Jesus says next. He said this in the Ephesian church, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. You've forgotten what it means to be a believer in the first place." There is a danger in being so jaded. We lose the desire to love and to serve God, to love and serve one another. We lose the desire to keep going, whatever the circumstances might be. And Jesus says to us quite simply this morning, return to Gilgal. Continue to be renewed. Go back to basics. Return once again to the love you first had as a child or as a newly converted believer. Remember once more how exciting it was to trusting in the Lord Jesus for the first time. Remember once more to take your first faltering steps in prayer. Remember once more the adventure of discovering more and more about the Lord Jesus through Scripture. Remember once more the sheer joy of being rescued and having new life in Jesus. Return to Gilgal, where we first stepped into the promised land, following a lifetime in the wilderness. And know the spirit that inspired Saul to lead a nation into battle lives within each one of us and continues his work in changing us more and more into Christ's likeness. And that leads us to what our third word tells us what our response should be: to celebrate. To celebrate with joy and wonder. Actually, I would say that like the people in the story, we should be responding in worship and celebration. I say those two are interchangeable, frankly. We worship our one true God. We praise and proclaim the name of our one true God. We celebrate together the wonder of being a family brought together by a loving God. And we do this as we meet together both on a Sunday morning and during the week. We do this as we share the good news of our Lord Jesus with friends, family, people at work, people in our community, people at school, friends at school, anyone in fact who does not know who the Lord Jesus is for themselves. We do this as we remember that we are rescued, are being renewed, and can look forward to celebrating in the presence of God himself. So, as I finish, three words to remember. What was the first word?
Rescued.
Thank you very much. Second word?
Renewed.
Third word? Well done, very good. Right, let's go back to our memory verse, because that's sort of part of the fundamental thing. Let's say the verse together. For
the Lord has
give yourselves a round of applause. Well done.